possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch, Finley, Landfill, and of course, Brother Walker. They are mani-pedi day. You know, massages, the whole nine yards. And they have the Gorilla Squad that is in pinch-hitting DOC Metal. And I got a chance to be in your environment last night, Metal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the MGM Grand. B. Mitch had some of the old crew out for a tournament, and I got to see Kirk Gouveia. I hadn't seen Kirk, man, great guy. Enjoyed watching his career, covering his career. Just one of the coolest dudes, non-linebacker like. You know, like Ken Harvey's a linebacker. You know, he's angry. When you see him, he's growling. He looks like he's a linebacker. Kirk, man, is the cool. You wouldn't even know Kirk played, and he was a beast. Opportunistic, athletic freak, and just good. Him and Raven together, the mouth of the South was there. When you get the mouth of the South, 8 to 9, it is almost like some of these moments, and everybody obviously is aging, but you can't get better stories than when you get these guys who didn't necessarily play together but were under that umbrella. And it's just like, you just can't believe. It's almost like the 24 years of hell never happened. Because you leaped it, and you were talking about Joe's era, Gibbs era. Everybody there had rings. Everybody there's won. It's almost like Outer Limits to where you're surrounded, Raven Call, with all the guys. If you look at Rollo McKenzie, everybody there is a champion. And it's like a 24-year, it's almost like you woke up out of a coma and you go, well, what happened? And you go, nothing. And then seeing Bernie Tilt, Billy Bain, seeing all the guys that were so supportive throughout those championship runs. And then it comes back to the throwback of the uniform. I mean, we can say we don't care. We can say those are minors about how you play on the field. They hit a jackpot with the unis. The throwbacks, to the, they call the, quote, championship era.
I think everybody loves them. That's the thing. Old fans, new fans.
It's almost like, how could you have ever gotten away from it?
Yeah,
but then again, Dum Dum and company. So you just go, it's just, you could find 100 things that make you scratch your head till you bleed. And you go, what were they thinking? And the sad part is that they were actually trying. They just didn't have enough brain matter.
Well, the details matter to a fan base, you know? Like, that's part of what makes you fans.
It's like, you know, Toby, he did a great job, youngest in charge, knocking it out of the park again. And he's got I feel like I know where he's at. Because when you cover a team that's struggling, you don't get a break. Guy comes up, plays his bases juice, boom, he hits it out of the ballpark. I mean, your hope is sucked away on every way you can look at it. And when you're the beat guy, can you tell in Toby's voice how excited he was talking about Jalen Lane, talking about the Hokies?
Oh, for sure. That
he lights up like a porcupine. I mean, he was just so pumped. He did a great job on the interview. And that young man, he got tutored by B. Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's a great return guy. He's just refreshing. It really is a lot to look for. And then today, here we are on September 1. I don't know how anybody can say they feel like it's September 1 based on everything that's gone on, because we're in a different vibe. When you're positive as opposed to negative, everything changes. You don't drudge. You're excited about going in, and it's still the unknown. It's like the Terry deal is behind us. There's a real vibe going on now. And so my questions are going to be, do we really understand how dangerous this opponent is? Because you might have to pump yourself up for this. Fans, everybody may have to. I'm not certain. I won't know until I get into maybe Thursday of next week. You can feel the vibe when it's within your division. This is someone that knows you and you know them. I hope you don't doubt their talent. We can joke all we want about Russ, but you look around it, other than with JD5, Russ would have started here. We've had Russes. We know, we've been there. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. It's been neat just listening to, I mean, everybody is talking about strengths and weaknesses. No one really knows, well, other than Sheehan. But who really knows what type of performance you'll get, because you've set no sample size other than against the Bungles. And that's just not a good test, because on a good day, they're terrible defensively. So we did to them what we should have done to them, which is a good sign. So, and then that college blast last night, I mean, and they weren't blowouts. They weren't bad. They were good games. They were games, went fourth quarter games. Did you see any of the U and the Irish?
I did, actually. Yeah. I saw a little bit of it. I didn't see the end. I saw it came down to a field goal or whatever. I didn't get to watch that part, but I did see a bit early. And I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I'm a Notre Dame hater, so I don't really. Yeah. I'm rather indifferent on Miami. But I'm glad they pulled that one out. So.
Yeah, I give those coaches, I give those kids a lot of credit. I mean, hell, they make enough. They should perform. But it's not like the old days, they own a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mean, they're all now eating filet mignon. And they perform like it. I was really pleased. I mean, preseason NFL is just god-awful. But this, for me, week one, week zero, starting off, I thought it was good and acceptable. And the most important thing, I didn't see anybody carted off. I mean, it's tough to be a pro and be injured, but you're under, quote, contract. You're going to get paid. Those collegiate kids, that dream can diminish if you're taken out early on.
Also, major injuries, even if, let's say, you are good enough to go to the NFL, major injuries can lower your draft capital considerably.
Absolutely.
As well.
On,
you know,
purpose,
that's money coming out of your pocket just because you broke a knee 2 years ago, you know, or whatever.
And it's also, how could you not? I think now that Jarrah is going to go through a really tough time, because although this might be the quietest Cowboy opener that I can recall, because of what's going on with Jarrah and Micah.
Well, maybe on the Dallas side, because let me tell you, I know the Eagles fans are pretty excited for Thursday. So
you feel? I don't feel the buzz.
Oh, I've heard it enough Bird fans that I know.
Okay, no, they're good. They deserve it. Hey, man, they're sitting on top of the haystack.
Yeah, they just won it all, and they just saw Micah Parsons get traded away to the Packers. They're ready.
Yeah, no, Johnson. I always liked the Johnson, but they move him around. The thing about Micah is that his versatility is that he can attack you from a number of different angles. Right, left, middle. I mean, this is what makes him interesting. I know the Pittsburgh, the Stella fans, don't like to hear anybody mention other than Watt. Who's the dude? Who's the baddest man on the planet with his hand in the dirt on defense? And I'm keeping my votes in Cleveland because he's got everything the other guys have, and he's bigger than all of them. That's just, it's crazy. And that comes to our number one. And our first question to this high IQ audience is that what is your number one concern for the Commanders? OD, special teams, whatever it is, your number one concern. We had the big fella join us at 11 o'clock and Beltway Football, JP Finley. These dudes are killing it. Monumental. They're killing it. And I love it because it's like a cheat sheet. When you see these brothers do their show and get in depth with it, you can't help but learn. Even Big Tony can pick things up. That's how good these guys are. So Big Tish at 11, O-line, because I want to talk bigs. I really believe that we got a chance to improve in terms of the team aspect. Now, that's weird because you had 12 wins, you blah, 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 you're in the NFC Championship game. Can you have a worse record and actually be better? Yes, the answer is yes. Because we don't know the balance throughout the entire league. Now, nobody does. But we do have, I think we have a couple of sensitive areas that have to be addressed. Question is, how do you see it? What's your number one concern for this campaign? And you know what? You're running out of days because it's on. I mean, it is so on that we are in week one, which to me is absolutely awesome. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And as we do a dual simulcast, 1067, the Fan, Team 980. Where are you at right now? What's your number one concern? We're going to see how close we are testing your football IQ and see if we can get a feel for it. K9 Nation, so you are at attention. Let's go to Bonesy on Southeast. Good morning. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc, what's going on, my brother? Shout out to my main man, Heavy Metal Doc.
Yes,
man,
sir.
My biggest concern, man, is how both sides of the ball on the team, right, the defense and the offense, especially the front line, you know, how they going to look against the Giants, you know, Sunday and the next two games. You know, these first three games, I need to know how my team going to look on both sides of the ball, you know what I mean? Because from past experience, I know these first three games, man, we still in preseason mode. That's my call, Doc.
Okay, thanks, I appreciate
it. My call. Love you,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it, man. Love you back. You know, not only are we in preseason, so are they. Everybody is. It's almost like everybody employs this powder puff, protect yourself, and you're trying to get better while you don't actually play tackle football. And it's not here. It's everywhere. Everybody now, they have different methods to it. Some go a lot harder, much to some rough riders. Kansas City, rough riders. And it's the one thing that I stress as often as possible. In any other discipline, what the champions are doing, others tend to follow. But it doesn't mean you're wrong if you don't. And the Rams are the extreme to this. Their quarterback was like in traction. They don't play anybody. And there are very few people that are as good as the Rams. Brent, I mean, Sean's done a hell of a job. They lost the best player on the planet on defense. Have you seen their defense lately? You realize they were in a arm wrestling match with the Eagles in a game that they weren't really knocked out of the box. That was closer than a lot of people thought. I know we don't look at the Rams and get goosebumps, but I just go, well, wait a minute. There's no one set way to skin this cat. You're not wrong by not playing people. You're not wrong by doing a number of things. But we finally now have these two extremes. I think the league, for the most part, is copycat. Most successful people follow other successful trends. Duh. Not that big of a thing. Mechanicsville is our next stop. Pat, welcome.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. This is it's game week. It's on now. I get AMAC and Chris Russell. Dude, I am so pumped up about the opportunity to get after these two New Yorkers this week.
Right.
So I'm gonna have
you
fun
and me
with
both,
it.
Both, brother.
Yep.
My concern, other than the injuries, is the field goal kicking that game, man. You know, little concerned in that area, but like I say, other than the injuries, I think everything else is going to be all right, man.
That can happen at both teams. You have no idea. That's why depth. I love the way DQ went after this, because you are only as good as the last guy on your roster. If he's active, he's got to be able to play, because you don't know when you're going to be called to duty. And I think this group does a great job with that. They're conscious. A lot of teams don't know themselves. We've experienced that here in the past. These guys, I think, have a good feel for who they are. The question is now, when the lights get bright, of the young people, who will step up? It's a good-looking group, but we do need to see if they'll fire the pen. Appreciate
you
calling.
I'm anxious to see what Lane can do, man. And have a good one, Doc.
You too, brother. DC is our next stop. Elijah, welcome to OT. What's up, brother?
Man, thanks for taking my call. I really want to see this offensive line. I think I think that athletic profile that we have at tackle coming in, I just like that. I think this group could be really good. And when you have an athletic quarterback to couple with an athletic line,
yep.
I think good things can happen. I think there's going to be a play this year with Jaden Daniels. He's going to be able to run on his feet and be able to deliver a ball. You saw him, De'Ami Brown, catch a pass from a look like that.
Yep.
And I think this year around, you're going to have offensive linemen that are going to hunt the spy, because you're going to have a zone spy. The guy's going to want to spy Jaden Daniels. But I think when I saw that Connolly, he got on a 45-degree angle,
yep.
And he just mauled the guy. And those are the pins and those are the looks and the things I was looking for. They said in preseason, that was something that they had looked at. And they said, well, these boys are in a 4-2 over front. And they had something that was perfect. So I love that even in preseason, our coaches are chopping up the book. They're chopping up the what they need to see. And they have a great response, because you can look at tape all day long. That doesn't mean that you're going to be able to execute and respond accordingly. And what I'm seeing in response in certain situations, it bodes well for my starting point. There's certain things I'm liking what I'm seeing as a starting point. That means you got your head on your shoulders and we have an understanding of some things. But I want to see if Bill Kroski Merritt, how he looks as a pass protector. We know that they're going to be coming after five. But I do like our skill position. I think we got something for him, man. Personally, takes time. It's early. But they have put some work into building this thing. And I think we just need to be excited about our starting point. We have a bit. We are further along at the starting point than we was last year. And I think we're a better club, and we're bigger getting off the bus.
Well, so I'll tell you this, Elijah. I hope that you are sharing some of your skills with young people, and you're coaching, and you're having an influence and impacting young boys and girls that are trying to be athletes, because you're on point. Don't waste that talent playing fantasy.
Yes, sir.
put that to work with these youth and make sure you make a difference as well, man. You on point. Appreciate your call. After Mitch, Charlie, Bebe, you guys hang in. We got to take a break because the big fella, he requires a lot. You ought to see the spread they have to lay out here for heavy metal. Otherwise, you know, he won't work.
I wish.
So he's really expensive on the tab. Stay with us, 1023 here in the nation's capital on Labor Day.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch Finley, Landfill, and Brother Walker, who's now being influenced by Big Tony. Now he's a hunter, deer hunter. I see him in pictures in trees now. He's got camouflage on. I mean, the worst person in the world you could be influenced by is Big Tony.
I'm just saying, Jeff's a pretty loud guy. I don't know how much camouflage is going to help him.
I don't know. He's pretty good at it, though. I give him credit, man. He's really... really pulling it together. Speaking to B. Mitch, man, shout out for, man, what an effort he put forth last night. MGM, Rollo, Brother Clark, Kirk Gavea, Caldwell, Smooth, 8 to the 9, Rocky McIntosh, Lamont Jordan. It was just awesome. It really was. And the thing about when you get a chance to go and see, you know, guys that you've watched their body of work, covered, if it didn't play with them, I covered them. And you know how genuine these guys are. And they bleed burgundy and gold. And that was good. And, you know, when you look at Lamont and 8 to the 9, they played together with the Jets. And the backstories about some things that go on are just priceless. It really is. But it's week one. It's that season that, time of the year that I like to be within the division because you need that sense of urgency. You don't get to warm up. It's not a ramp up. You're playing the Giants, and they are highly talented. Don't fall for the okey-doke. I think sometimes I listen and I hear it in our voices that people believe that we're better than everybody in the division. You may have been at times a year ago, but this is a brand new suit you're wearing. And you won't know how you can move around in it until you do it. That's the important thing. Annapolis, Big A, Welcome home.
Hey, guys. Happy Labor Day. And, you know, just want to say that I think that my biggest concern is that this team could be on a hangover from last year. Mm-hmm. You know, they did something that hasn't been done in over 30 years. They won a lot of close games. But I think it's time to wake up.
Yeah. I don't think you would think they're asleep. It's the unknown. And it's the new guys here who weren't here. That's the beauty about layering new people on your team. Even though they're veterans, they weren't on this team a year ago. And that kind of helps you because it helps foster the hunger. You got to really want this bad in a way that you got to maybe have to sacrifice. You may not get to do everything you want to do, but does it help the team? And if it helps the team, then you're winning.
I want to see a team come out there that's got the filthiest, nastiest taste in their mouth from that NFC Championship game. Not a team that says, oh, we were there. We got a participation trophy for being there. And, oh, we were in it till we started fumbling. I want to see somebody mad and pissed off in week one, especially on that defense that's driving Tyrone Tracy into the ground, that's putting Russell Wilson on his behind, okay? I want to see somebody angry and go out and dominate the Giants, that you are better than you're supposed to be. See, Doc, I don't speak English when it comes to this stuff. I speak hate. I can't stand them.
Yeah, okay? You're supposed to
go out there and dominate them.
Yeah, you have to have that. So your concern is that hangover.
Your number one concern is hangover. Complacency.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing you do surprises me, so that's good stuff, man. Appreciate you kicking it with us.
You got it, brother.
Yeah, Charlie, College Park. How about them Terps?
Hey, man, go Terps. Red, white, black, and gold till I die. Uh-huh. I was a walk-on for those teams, and I love them. No matter how they finish, what their record is, it'll always be my team. My biggest concern is defensive line, particularly stopping the run.
Okay.
You know what happened last year. And if you can't get teams in the third and long and get off the field, you know what happened. So offensive and defensive lines are where it's won and lost, as we all know. So that's the biggest thing. I don't have much concern. That first call is pointing about complacency and, like, thinking, you know, we walk on the field, nigga. You know, they're going to lay down for us. It's a division game. If I had a whiteboard in the locker room, first thing I'd write on that board was, this is a division game to start the season. Let's start off on the right foot. Make a couple other quick points, Doc, before I let you go. I haven't heard anything about this today. It always bothers me that our dates in history, which are world-changing, and you don't hear anything about them. The moon landing always bothers me. You know what happened today, September 1st, 1939?
Mm-hmm.
Germany invaded Poland, World War II, and you don't hear a damn thing about it. 30, 40 billion people. And we're standing here today talking on radio because of what those people did.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Good stuff, Charlie. Good stuff, man. We all need to be made aware. That's good stuff, man. That's what we're doing. You know, when you're young and you're in school, you look at holidays as what? The reason not to go to school. And so that was that. I mean, let's be real. How many holidays were you really into in elementary school?
Well, and here's the thing, too. In school, you're not really part of the workforce. You don't really understand labor and unions and anything like that yet, you know.
But do you care?
Well, you know, growing up, the day after Labor Day was the first day of school for us. So.
That is true. You're right. Yeah, Labor Day was good. I think that was a great call. Hey, man, dropping knowledge, dropping dimes, that's a beautiful thing. Because for the most part, we spend our time here, we're talking about games. Not things that affect the economy, for that matter, that affect people's needs, the homeless. It doesn't affect. We're talking about things that we enjoy as a pastime, as a pleasure. And we want to be good at it. I mean, I'll tell you what. I tell you all the time. My system is set up to where we got to smash. I got to see a grand slam. Somebody's got to knock us out. My pride and joy, the Mystics. We're losing now. And my oxygen level is cut back. I'm not at full strength. I have got to win. I feed off victories. I get empowered. George and I, it's not mine. It's not original. I stole it from George. Allen said, every time they win, every time he loses, it's like a part of an organ breaks down. And then when they win, it's rejuvenated. Like, he loses part of his liver. I mean, he was the best. He was real. He was serious about this. I started thinking about that over the years. You know what? You can talk yourself into almost anything. I talked myself into this. That if our local teams don't, they win, I feel better. If they don't, I feel worse. So I'm being controlled now by outside forces I can't even control. And having been with that group of brain scientists we had run the football team, that had to be what having a long-term illness feels like. Man, that's 25 years? And that's why every time I hear, what's that young kid that works here, big guy? He screams, what's his name?
You're talking about the BTP. Yeah, BTP.
The thing about BTP that I really relate to is that he has been in the dark his whole life. And not he's not alone. If you covered the last 25 years of pro football here, you're lucky to still be standing. And you've been void of championships. What's your number one concern? Let's go to New Jersey. This will be interesting. Mitchell.
Hello, Doc. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
You and everybody out there. I got a pleasant. Can the defensive line, I know we caught Farrell. Drake Jackson, I believe, is still out there. I mean, he was a second-round pick with the 49ers, but I guess he didn't really pan out, you know, from USC, fight on. And also, running backs, they didn't replace Brian Robinson.
Why did they do that? What do you think of Rodriguez?
I hope he...
Same guy.
He's got the tools.
Yeah.
He didn't do so well last year. I'm hoping he does well this year.
Yeah, well, you need opportunity. You can't run with the ball without the ball.
Exactly.
You got to be in the game, yeah.
You can't spend money if you don't have money.
That's right. That's right.
Same principle.
Yeah. So I like being,
all right, Doc.
I like their backfield. I like everybody back there. Okay. I think it's really good, as they call it, another new room, a room, and I like that. Appreciate you.
Do you think, Sean, out in
Falls Church,
okay,
what is your number one concern? Sean?
Oh.
Got it, brother. All right, Mitch. Sean, you got you out in Falls Church.
Sure.
There you go.
How we doing?
Oh, we're doing good,
there
man.
There we go. I appreciate you taking my call. I like the last caller talking about the running backs. I think it's going to be a committee. I do appreciate the offensive line a little bit more, and I do trust the running. Another, you know, position I think it's going to be a little bit more by committee, I think, is the pass rush. That's where my concern is, you know, with Von Miller on a pitch clock, you know, Luvu kind of going in between the linebackers and the pass rush. Armstrong looked good at the end of the year. I like him.
He did.
I enjoy it. You know, it'd be great if, you know, Newton can kind of get off a little bit more. I think that's kind of where my concern is. You know, it could be a couple of guys have 8-9 sacks and it feels really good, or it could be, you know, 3 or 4 guys having 3 or 4 sacks and we're worried about it.
Yeah. I'd like to see the House of Pain be like the haunted house. Last time he was up, I mean, he had double digits. He's capable of doing whatever he decides to, but he can't do it alone. And so if they raise some hell up front as a group, I think they could have some success. The key is staying healthy. But, yeah, we do expect a lot out of Newton. I think he expects a lot out of himself. When you're injured in your rookie year, you really got to be like a rat on one of them turnstiles. You got to keep going. He's got a good motor. I like him a lot, but it's time to see some results. Like our linebackers. Yeah. Everybody looks good, then the game starts. So it's not how you look, it's how you perform. And I think we're going to have some guys that they got something to prove. And I believe that with the added size that we have, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Luvu's my guy.
I think that D tackle position is definitely, you know, setting, you know, it's now about setting that edge, making sure that line is all the way across.
Yeah, no doubt.
You don't want to see it.
Yeah, we got to be stout. And then Wagner can do his thing. Appreciate the call. 10:42 is our time. We got to take a quick break. JYD, Marco, Bebe, Big Tony, you guys, be patient. We shall be right back.
Possibility means you have a chance.
passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, be an artist, be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Relaxing? I don't think so.
He's not working today.
That's my point. J.P. Finley, he's on call 24/7. So when he's off, do you really believe he's doing nothing? I don't. I think he's miserable. I think he's miserable if he's not working.
J.P. knows how to chill.
I don't think so. I really think that. I mean, now that, you know, girls are bigger, and I hope he's relaxing. I really do, because I worry about him. One guy I don't worry about is JYD, because I know he's chasing them Chiefs, and he's doing all right. JYD, what up?
Hey, the Chiefs are ready. We're going to paratroop into Spain and do what we have to do, stop the Chargers running game, and that'll be it. Once we stop the run, it'll be easy pickings. Now, for the Giants against the Commanders, y'all got to keep your head on the swivel, because you know y'all going to be facing the giant killer Thibodeau. He always makes big plays.
Yeah.
He likes to make big plays and stand in the center of the field with his arms folded out.
Yeah, yeah. The Commanders are his favorite prey.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I don't ever see him do. These are the best games of his career every year.
Yes, indeed. Look here. Look, every year when he plays, he can count on being an MVP for the season
for that. Yeah.
But you can't overlook the rookie Abdul Carter. He's going to be coming with something.
He's
to
got
prove.
Beast tendencies.
Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh, he's legit. That's what an all-pro looks like.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. You know, look here. What would I love to have Dexter Lawrence right next to Chris Jones? Oh my God! Look here. Yes, indeed. See?
They'd have to ban. They'd have to. The league would not allow that to happen.
You know it.
That ain't gonna happen.
And, The only thing I'm disappointed with the Chiefs is that Rashee Rice, he disappointed me. He went out there being a knucklehead during the off season or whatever and all.
Yeah,
and,
you don't get it. He's lucky. He's only six games.
Yes, he's lucky. He's lucky. He's not banned it for a year.
Yeah, and that's what really is the only thing that I think will ever get young players' attention. To be young and have the kind of money now, not as a pro, but not as even as a collegiate.
Oh, but
the penalties are going to have to be increased. Penalties are going to have to be increased. The only way you get somebody's attention is to make them sit out an entire year.
Yeah.
And unless they have brain damage, then they'll figure it out. Could you imagine him having to explain to your family why they're not going to be able to eat filet mignon? Because you're dumb behind, jumped in behind a wheel, inebriated, or you just, for whatever reason, you got to find a way to get people to make sure you're serious. And right now, I just think this hand slapping, I'm shocked that it still happens with the money that people have at stake now. But then that's life. Appreciate you, JYD. Good luck to you. Arlington is our next stop.
Sign you.
All right, Coach Vic. Coach, you up? What's your number one concern? I know Vic is not sleeping at the wheel. There he is. Oh, VC.
Yeah. Unc, how you doing, Unc?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. My bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Heavy Metal working a double shift. I know he might have
put
the wrong thing down.
Triple. No, he didn't. He was on point. One thing about Metal. Metal is he can go. These hours don't slow him down. Speeds him up.
Understood.
Yeah, he's not. He is proficient as you can, as the sun coming up and the moon casting over us at night. So I ain't going to never step on that dude.
Hey, no rest for the wicked. That's
no question. No question. He's a vampire. Really, that's the whole thing about
it. Holding it down, bro.
He's a vampire. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. So what's your number one concern for the commander?
Hey, Doc, a lot of your callers alluded to this, and I want you to follow me because you're a Cali guy. My freshman year in college, it was a guy on my team from California, uh-huh. and he had said he never saw a naked tree before. And I said, dang, so the trees don't go bare out there because they always got good weather. But what do you need when you naked? You need to cover up. So you want your O-line and your D-line to cover up your running backs, your quarterbacks and receivers, and to set the tone for the run game and stopping the run is that D line. So I want to look at the line of scrimmage this first game. I'm excited to see that. I'm not concerned. I'm just excited to see that.
Well, Mitch Tischler is going to join us top of the hour, big fella. And, you know, we start we start with the O-line D-line, and we end with the O-line D-line because everything else to me is an ornament. But the tree itself, O-line D-line. And yeah, now you want to put the star at the top and put all your ornaments all over it, knock yourself out. But without that tree, none of them ornaments stand up at all. And so I think we'll be better, but seeing is believing. I want to see it because, quite frankly, they really didn't play. Nobody's played. And then the one short sample size, it was against one of the worst defensive fronts on the planet, the Bengals. So I'm really looking to see, because I tell you who the Giants aren't. They're not the Bengals. Trust me.
Trust me on that.
Yeah, it's gonna be some stomping going on early, and I like it. I just hope that we're mad enough at the Giants. I hope that it bothers me when you don't despise your opponent and fear the opponent and be up to where you got them goosebumps. You think that you got it in the bag. If it was Dallas, I don't worry about it. If it's the Eagles, I don't. Because if you mess around and come up against the Eagles flat, they'll decapitate you.
Yes,
but
indeed.
The Giants, I really don't have a way to set the temperature. Is it, do we realize how good they could be? Or are we caught up in 2-12? Are we caught up with 12 wins? Are we caught up with the NFC Championship game? And those things won't be answered till kickoff.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man, VC.
Hey, good talking to you all.
Be good, man. Good deal.
Yes, sir.
VC, my man. Oh, Mark, Landover Heights. Marco, welcome home.
Top of the day to you, Doc. Shout out to Heavy Metal and you for have a happy Labor Day, buddy.
I appreciate that, man. I sometimes don't know, is it you or Metal? It's either Mark or Metal because they sound so much alike. Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Doc,
yep.
What I'm worried about the most, like I told Heavy Metal, is what you and I talk about all the time, man, is those guys with the hands in the
hands
dirt.
Hands in the dirt, baby. Yeah.
Because it all starts from there, Doc. Everything in football, like you were saying, that's the trunk of the tree. It has to be have a good foundation for it to stand and to stand up in 17 games. And I hear a lot of talk by the protagonist or antagonist, whatever you want to call them, around the league and in media, about this, that, and the other, but this is a whole new year and a whole new game.
It is.
And they go into that first game, like I told Grant the other day, and think that they're just going to walk past the Giants without a fight. Well, they'd better check themselves because that is going to be a tough game because, like you said earlier, no one has played full contact football and seen the brutality.
No doubt
about
it. And
it will begin here.
Yeah.
Directly, sir. And
we'll
you
be
know
ready
about
for it.
That better than I.
We'll be ready for it. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. Well, we got to wait. We got to wait all week, and that's the beauty of it. Mark, appreciate you, man. Always can count on you. It is 10:57. Time for us to take a quick break. Quick Kid, Bebe, Big Tony, Shane out in the district. You guys hang in there. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.